Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
I want to end this series on the highest leverage thing my team built all year, and it cost us almost nothing. We call them 5D stories. 30-second customer stories, who they were, what hurt, what we did, what changed, the number. And every SE on my team has five or six of them memorized cold, sorted by industry and use case.
30 seconds. Not a case study PDF, not a slide.
Nobody reads the PDF. 30 seconds, out loud, no slide. And here's the kicker. We didn't write them by hand. We pointed AI at our existing case studies and had it distill each one down to that 30-second shape, built a whole catalog in days.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava, final part of our Value Craft series. And this one ties the whole show together because it's craft and AI in one move.
So walk me through why 30 seconds beats the deep case study. Because my instinct at enterprise is that buyers want depth.
They want depth eventually, but in the first minute, they want to know you understand them. Picture it. Instead of opening with a slide, your SE says, "You know, a company almost exactly your size in your industry had this same problem. Orders slipping, teams blaming each other. Here's what they did, and here's the number they hit 6 months later." 30 seconds. And the customer leans in because that's them.
So the story does the credibility work that a slide never could. In one breath, you've signaled, "I know your world. I've solved this before, and here's proof."
That's the whole thing. And the adoption blew me away. It wasn't just the SEs. Sales picked them up. The ADRs are using them in outbound. Customer success uses them. Even marketing grabbed them. Turns out a tight 30-second story is useful to literally everyone who talks to a customer.
That cross-functional pull is the part that would sell it to me as a leader. A tool only pre-sales uses is a hard investment to justify. A story library the whole go-to-market org runs on. That pencils out easily.
And the SEs actually like it, which surprised me. My veterans were getting bored. Same demos, same deals, for years. This gave them a reason to go deeper into customer stories, and it made them sharper in the room. It re-energized people I thought were coasting.
Now let me bring the enterprise scar tissue, because I've watched story libraries die. The building isn't the hard part. AI just proved that. The maintenance is the hard part. Who owns the catalog? A fast-moving product means half those numbers are stale in 6 months. Without a clear owner, it rots into a graveyard of outdated stories nobody trusts.
That's fair. A story with a wrong number is worse than no story. It burns credibility instead of building it.
So you need someone accountable for it. Treat it like a content system, not a one-time project. And there's a second risk. If every SE recites the identical canned story in the identical words, it starts to sound like a jingle. The customer smells the script.
So the story is the raw material, not the performance. My rule for the team is know the five or six cold, but tell the one that fits this room, in your own words, tuned to what they just told you in discovery. The catalog gives you the ammunition. You still have to aim it.
Which loops right back to where this series started. The story only lands if you did the discovery to know which one fits, and if the number in it is real. The craft and the tooling only work together.
Exactly. AI built the library in days, but the discovery to pick the right story, the judgment to tell it human, the owner keeping it true, that's all us. The machine made the raw material free. It didn't make the moment.
People still buy from the person who tells them the right story at the right time. They just don't buy from the 14-slide appendix.
Rest in peace, appendix.
What's the move?
Build your 5D story catalog. Point AI at the case studies you already have and distill each to 30 seconds. Who, what hurt, what you did, what changed, the number. Then have every SE memorize 5 or 6 sorted by industry and open with the one that mirrors the customer in the room.
But name an owner to keep it true and coach people to tell it human, not canned. And share it past pre-sales. Sales, ADRs, success, marketing, all win from the same 30 seconds. That closes our series, The Craft and the Machine, Working as One. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.